Ah, yes, there's the magnificent music once again, 12:06 p.m. Central Time on Friday, November 19, 2021. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Our telephone number, 844-769-2944. Remember, you know, I told Chumley, get on the phone and call us because we don't know what's going on in your head unless you tell us. You know, if you're stressed and out right now, well, okay, guess what? I've got a possible solution for you. It's called BrainTap.com. BrainTap.com. Believe it or not, there is an actual YouTube channel out there with this stuff, and you can actually download the BrainTap Pro app for free in the App Store or on Google Play, and there are tons of free sessions available. We have with us a neuroscience expert that talks about wellness strategies to reduce anxiety and panic. And, you know, with the holidays coming up, we got stress. You know what happens if you invite me to your house and I figured out how to levitate a turkey at the dinner table? Would that bring on some stress if all of a sudden you started to see your turkey rise up off your platter? Yeah. So where'd all those cookies go? Well, we didn't tell you we ate those. We didn't levitate them. Dr. Patrick Porter is with us. And managing stress, of course, is imperative over the holiday season, especially in this dark age, isn't it, Dr. Porter?
Yes, it is. And if we don't get control of it, it'll get control of us for sure.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program today. As far as the issues with holiday-related stress is getting together with the family, I mean, that's kind of an inherent thing because you haven't seen each other in a while and you just don't know what kind of thing is going to come up in conversation.
Yeah, I think also there's two different kinds of stress. They call it eustress, which is the positive stress. Then you have the negative stress built on expectancy. So when you have those two fighting for space in your brain, it can be very confusing.
So there's a way to tame this related stress, is there not?
Yes. One of the main things you can do if you've practiced enough is you can get back control of your breathing. All negative emotional states have one thing in common. They have a lack of breath. So we teach that through BrainTap, but you can also do it without the BrainTap. So I can, if you want, a little bit later in the show, we can give some tips on how to do that.
Okay. And for those that are feeling a little stressed out right now, 844-769-2944, for whatever ails you or for whatever concerns you may have that are causing general stress in your life, call the show right now and talk to Dr. Porter about it because he may have a couple of solutions for you to help your holiday season be a little brighter, which is important. Brain Fitness 101. There is something to this as far as the health trend and the science behind it. Could you go into detail on that, Dr. Porter?
Yeah, even though the holidays will exacerbate or make worse the stress that people are feeling, stress is something we're all under, especially the last 2 years. There's something called chronic low-level stress, and we don't know it's happening, but it's like a background hum that is just interfering with our nervous system. So we have to disengage and do something that's going to liberate us from that stress that's healthy. A lot of people, unfortunately, will turn to alcohol and drugs and things like that, but there are a lot of better ways to disengage the brain. And once you start doing that, there's something called heart rate variability that most people now know because it's on your smartwatch or your ring you're wearing, or maybe even have a device in your bed that teaches you how well you're sleeping. We know that if you have variability means you're able to handle the stress, but you're also able to relax. Quite a few people, what we're finding is they get locked into that stress set and they don't know how to disengage. And that's really what we're talking about, is getting the nervous system to do what it does best, regulate between those stressful events and non-stressful events. In the holidays, we kind of, unfortunately, we do it to ourselves because we anticipate too much or too little of what's going to happen, and then we get blindsided during the holidays.
Yeah, I get that. And see, the thing is, you know, you're mentioning people that, you know, are sitting there resorting to drugs. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, nothing like a little fentanyl to go along with that turkey. The thing is that, you know, most people, what they do, and I'm just making light there, most people, what they do, like me, they gorge themselves on the bird and then they go to sleep because of the L-tryptophan. That's not exactly holiday brain food, is it?
No, and most people have gained all their weight. Some studies will show the average person gains between 3 and 5 pounds every holiday season. If you just times that by 10 years, now you've got 30 to 50 pounds that people are carrying. So if we can get control over stress eating during this time, it can be magical for your health overall. But one thing that people don't know that I like to throw out very early in the conversation is that our liver creates sugar. So even people that say, I'm not eating a lot of sugar, but they're stressed out, your liver, from one stressful event, produces the same amount of sugar as a candy bar. So we can only have one tablespoon of circulating sugar. So during the holidays, of course, we're all taking part in desserts that we usually wouldn't eat probably during the rest of the year. And when we start doing that too much, we put also have another stressor, not only the mental stress, but now we put the physical stress in the body, because sugar is probably the most insidious food that we can have in our body. Now, in moderation, it's fine, but during the holidays, and myself included, we usually tend to overdo it.
Well, let's not forget the eggnog and the wassail as well, because usually those are loaded with booze as well, and that converts to sugar.
Yes. So I have some tips for that as well, if you want to go through that. Just some tips.
I would love to hear it. Part of the brain food, you know.
Yeah. So the brain food is really important in that we have green leafy foods. But if you can't do that, you can always supplement with some kind of algae like spirulina. These are foods that are going to curb your appetite. But if you don't have that, eat a piece of protein, maybe a small piece of steak or chicken or tuna or something before going to that holiday event, because you want to bring down your appetite. They say that appetites of the mind and hungers of the body. So that's one way that we can do that.
Interesting. And you know, I've always had the argument, Doc, I've always had the argument where people are going, oh, you can't eat now, we're going to have a big dinner. Now you're telling us that maybe you should do that.
Right, because then you'll get the effect they're talking about. You won't eat as much when you're at that dinner. So you're actually wanting to do that. We some people might call this like biohacking your late night. You know, if you can have more essential fat, you know, like instead of during the holidays, instead of using salad dressing, just use olive oil, salt and pepper, and some Italian seasoning, you're going to find that's also going to cut back on your sugar consumption. And there's a lot of negative fat in the store-bought salad dressing. So even the people that are trying to do good, when I found out, like when McDonald's doesn't sell salads anymore, but when they were selling them, the salad was actually worse for you than the burger because of all the stuff they put on that salad. So just having a salad, it depends on what you're putting on it to make it healthy or not.
Right. Well, they have this stuff that, you know, they use in the restaurant business, which is kind of like Stay White. And mm-hmm. Some of that stuff like MSG, I mean, that stuff can't be good for you.
Oh, no, they call these excitotoxins, and a lot of sugar is considered an excitotoxin, which means that you'll crave it without knowing why you're craving it. You know, your body basically feels like your body got hijacked and you want these foods, and it has a lot to do with just being out of balance. So we always recommend protein, fat, and fiber as much as possible. Even get some bit of fiber. Don't do it too quickly, though, if you're not used to having fiber, but add a little bit to your meals, even putting it in your coffee, even to get some fiber during the holidays, is going to help curb that appetite.
Okay. And then as far as the brain food, you know, I'm sitting here looking at this giant smorgasbord at the dinner table. Is there anything in particular I should avoid?
Well, pretty much everyone knows what they should avoid. I mean, if they're really honest with themselves.
You say there are brain foods there to improve memory. Obviously, that's one. So it's like, which ones do I want to avoid? Which ones do I want to get chummy with? You know,
if people have salmon out, salmon's a really good brain food. You want to have blueberries; those are a really good brain food. Walnuts are a very good brain food. But when you're looking at the dinner table and what's going on there, the thing to do is to eat in moderation. Small amounts are better than large meals. You know, I know on Thanksgiving we all give ourselves permission, like you said, to gorge out and pass out in front of the television or whatever. But one meal doing that is not a bad deal. But what happens is people get in the habit of doing that in Thanksgiving, and then it happens the Friday after Thanksgiving, then it happens the Saturday, then it happens Sunday, and pretty soon they're off to the races gaining that 3 to 5 pounds. So what you really want to do is eat anything that's fresh and alive first. Just go and eat everything you see, from the carrots to the celery sticks to the cucumbers, whatever they are. Try as much as you can, because they actually say that we should be eating 70-80% live foods. And then go back and pick out the cooked food that you want to consume. And typically by that time, your appetite has been It takes about 15 to 20 minutes for the apostat, your stomach, in other words, to tell your brain you're full. So people can, the faster you eat, of course, that's because subconsciously we know that we're going to get full, so we try to get as much in as possible. So slow down the eating. The biggest thing you can do is put the fork and knife down between each bite. Chew, enjoy that. One of the first things, we call it mindful eating. And if you can become mindful in your eating and calm down before you eat, don't, if you can, in the holidays, you're going to be standing up a lot, talking to people, maybe at parties or things like that. But if you can sit down, relax, breathe between each bite, you'll be surprised, when, especially looking at young, like 17, 18-year-old boys, you'll see they don't even breathe between bites. You really want to slow that down, because you want to send that signal to the brain as quickly as possible that you're satisfied. And your stomach, by the way, when you're looking at how much food should I eat, your stomach is the size of your closed fist. That's it. So that's why it's so important that you chew the food up as thoroughly as you can. Get the appetites of the mind, and it's the flavor and the taste of the food that's going to satisfy you. So slow that process down. You'll be more satisfied and you'll eat less food.
Now, that's good points. And here's another de-stressor for all of you. The jury has just returned not guilty verdicts on all counts in the Rittenhouse trial. So for those of you out there that are stressing about this, the jury has just acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse up in Wisconsin. We're bringing that information to you live. I'm getting that streaming over my phone in here because a lot of you astute people out there are keeping tabs on what's going on. And, of course, now some of you may be stressing, especially if you live up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, because of what may be going on there. And obviously now we're dealing here with trying to tame stress. What do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, we have to deal with a lot of the high stresses like that. I mean, those could lead to PTSD, which is basically we call it a delta imprint, because in our brain, if you think of the different brain waves, delta being the deepest unconscious kind of thing, those kind of surface at the inappropriate times. So when something stressful like this happens, or people start thinking, especially the people close to it, they're going to have more of a response. But obviously, this moved the needle on the whole country. So people are hanging on what's going on. And the good thing is that we're learning about it. The bad thing is that how do we respond? They say that all unhappiness stems from unfavorable comparisons. So depending upon how you wanted that trial to end, you're either going to be happy or you're going to be sad. But there's going to be, nobody, unless you're in that courtroom taking part in it, really had a say in it. But it will affect the emotional states of millions of people.
It will. And see, this is something else that creates anxiety and panic and things like that. And so, you know, folks, you understand that the law is what the law is. And if the jury read it right, which apparently that's the way they felt, they returned what they felt was proper. And America just needs to accept it and move on and not, you know, get crazy over this thing, not lose sleep over it. Speaking of sleep. There are a lot of people out there that apparently sometimes you see these things on TV, even with Mike Huckabee, the former governor, and he's talking about some sleep aid he's taking here and sleep aid he's taking there. You have some better tips as far as sleep hygiene, right?
Right. I think that the main thing we need to do, because we're not used to all this light, these bodies were designed for the Serengeti, and they're really 200,000 years old with no upgrades. So when we have house lights on all night, 2 hours before your bedtime, you should be walking around the house, turning off all the lights, telling your body that you're going into sleep. Because think about it, we used to watch the sunset before we went into our caves. You know, we're not doing that anymore. We can keep the lights on, and that tricks our body, especially that part of our brain that has to do with the sleep cycle. Then what we recommend is no alcohol and no food 2 hours before. Alcohol, depending upon how much you might drink, should be even 4 hours before sleep, because if you have any food or alcohol in your system, you will not start the sleep cycle till that digestion is done. So some people say, well, I have a couple drinks because it helps me sleep. It really does. And what it does is you pass out and your body is still awake. It's like having your car in the driveway with the engine on idle. You get up in the morning and say, where's all my gas? Well, you used up all your energy. So if you really want to recharge and revitalize, the other is a couple things. water only as necessary before bed. But if you can do without it in those 2 hours, that's also going to really influence. But you need to really hydrate before that time. If you need a warm bath with Epsom salts, things like that, that's a good way if you're really stressed out. But if it's just a normal night for you, your bedroom should be just used for sleeping and other activities that are done in the bedroom, not work and things like that. You should separate those. Don't even have your phone in your bedroom if you can help it. If you do, put it on silent. We've actually done studies where we showed people their phone was 20 feet away. They couldn't hear it. It was on silent mode. But when we had them hooked up to EEG, every time they got a notice, their brain had a deep cortical response, which means there's some kind of quantum entanglement with them and their phone. And we know this happens because we take in 25,000 pieces of information every second through our hearing, and we just filter out what we don't want to listen to. So our brain makes the phone really important. So turning that off, the number one tip that I give people to sleep better, besides having the darkest room possible, is don't use an alarm clock. And what I mean by that is don't use the blaring negative alarm. If you're going to use an alarm, now we have the technology where you can put a nice piece of music on to wake you up, something, because if once you shock the nervous system first thing in the morning, the brain dysregulates all day long. And depending upon how well your nervous system is functioning, you might stay stressed all day. And, you know, unfortunately, people do wake up in the morning and they look at their phone right away, see what text messages. Those are all stressful. So phones within 2 hours of sleep should be taken off the table. If you're going to watch something on television, we recommend you watch comedies or something that's entertaining or maybe educational. But watch your news earlier in the evening, because sometimes, you know, the news is going to tell you all about things you can't do anything about unless it's your own hometown. And it gets people worrying and stressful. Now, some people can handle it. They watch the news. They go right to bed. But I'm talking to that two-thirds of America that's not sleeping. And you heard me right, two-thirds of America is not getting the adequate amount of sleep that they need, which means that they have a clogged brain, because our brain, we have something called the glial lymphomic system, and it only opens up during deep level four sleep. So if you're not getting the sleep you need, that means the toxins aren't being cleared out of your brain as they should.
Okay, now, Dr. Porter, is the level four sleep you're talking about, is that the REM cycle?
Yes. When you go through the cycles, there should be six or seven times during the day. We need at least 1 hour of deep, what they call deep delta sleep, and then we need at least 2 to 3 hours of REM sleep. But most devices will put those together. So there is a level four below that's like the catatonic state. Most of us have fallen asleep in front of the TV, and nobody could move us, or somebody fell asleep. We tried to move them, they were just like gone. They were in that deep delta state.
Interesting. All right. So as far as sleep hygiene goes, there's been a lot of movement toward people taking melatonin, sleep aids, CBD. What's your take on all that?
Well, I think melatonin for short term is really good, but our best melatonin, we couldn't take as much melatonin. You could release in one evening $30,000 to $40,000 worth of melatonin yourself. And it's not just in your brain, it's in every cell of your body. So once you start regulating your sleep, and it's all controlled by light. So we want to reduce the light in the house, like I was saying. In fact, a lot of people will tell you red light, you know, to have red lights are even better. But there are full spectrum lights you can use. Now, CBD is really good because we have cannabinoid receptors in our brain. So that means you don't have to have the part that makes you high, but what they find is that these help physiologically. So it's something that works really well in conjunction with BrainTap or even on its own.
Interesting. Okay. So the CBD is okay to take. And there's obviously a lot of new products coming on the market now. The more that they try to regulate a lot of these people, you know, shutting down their pain centers by smoking pot, even though it's for medicinal use. There's a lot of states that are actually looking at making it recreational now, which I can't say as, you know, I'm in total agreement with it, because I think while one side says, hey, it's great for medicinal purposes, there are people out there like everything else that abuse it and misuse it rather than using it for what it's, you know, what I think the good Lord designed it for. But anyway, as far as the activities, exercise obviously is going to be another thing that's going to help you sleep.
Yeah, but we're recommending that people exercise in the morning. Physiologically, if you can do it before eating breakfast even, just having your water. What I recommend in the morning is waking up and doing some full salt water, which is like sea salt, and getting, because your body, your brain actually shrinks 3/4 of an inch every night when you sleep. So we need to hydrate it first thing in the morning. You don't want to have coffee first thing in the morning because coffee is a diuretic. So if you have your water first and have your coffee, you know, with your breakfast or whatever later, but if you can do something to start burning energy, whether it's to go for a walk, do some physical exercise, best for the brain actually is physical exercise like weightlifting.
Wow. See, now that just, you know, made me feel bad because I'm 2 cups of coffee and I'm in the gym on the treadmill first thing in the morning. So I got half of that right.
Right. Well, you could have your water before on your way to the gym. You could still drink your tea, coffee if you wanted to while you're on the treadmill or something, but just have the water first.
Sure. Okay. Makes sense. All right. Any other little tips and things that we need to be aware of as far as I understand that when we're talking about COVID-19 and the anxiety and the panic, and every time we turn on the TV set, we get inundated with information we don't know is true or false. How do we cope with that?
Well, the biggest thing is watch your breathing. I said earlier, all negative emotional states have a lack of breathing. So when you start to catch yourself holding your breath, I always recommend, first of all, doing a 4-8 breathing technique. You can do this before bed, too. It will excel, especially if you're feeling any anxiety. When you breathe in, you're actually triggering that fight or flight response in our nervous system. But when you breathe out twice as long, or you breathe in 4 count, breathe out 8 count, you're training your body to release that stress as it accumulates so you don't get overwhelmed. And what you'll notice is as you start breathing through some of these difficult times, you won't have the same physiological effect. You'll stay neutral or you'll stay relaxed because the old saying is you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of it. You know, you want to separate yourself in this case from that information so it's not having a detrimental effect on your nervous system.
Yep, good advice. Dr. Patrick Porter, we appreciate your time and energy being on the Power Hour here. The website is braintap.com if you want more information to help you cope with holiday stress. And in the interim, we just thank Dr. Porter for being on here. We'll have you back on again at a point in time in the future. But we appreciate it, and have a happy holiday. And those of you that are going to stick around, Dave Krieger here on the Power Hour. We will be back after the break.
Products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour, 12:31 p.m. in the afternoon, Friday, November 19th, 2021, a day that will go down in history in Kyle Rittenhouse's book. A jury just acquitted him. There's a couple hundred people. I'm watching a live stream feed right now. And of course, the media is having a feeding frenzy on this as Kyle Rittenhouse was found guilty, not guilty on all charges. The judge in the case is defending the ruling and defending the verdict, basically saying in instruction to the jury that in order to accept his claim of self-defense, the jurors have to find that Kyle Rittenhouse believed there was an unlawful threat to him and the amount of force he used was reasonable and necessary. So with those instructions, the jury went back in, had some difficulty deliberating over this, and came to the conclusion after watching the video and hearing all of the garbage nonsense that was being put on by the prosecution, who continued to shoot themselves in the foot. Obviously, it went the wrong way for the prosecutor. So, you know, if you're going to bring your case, bring it. If you don't have a case, don't bring it. So you have to ask yourself about how much time you waste of the taxpayers' money when you bring charges like this into the public forum, and it just, for all intents and purposes, appears to have been politically motivated. Dave in New York, welcome to the Power Hour. How are you, sir?
Very good. Yeah, I've got an epiphany here, and then I want to make sure, because it could still be a feel-good Friday, okay? So make sure that we hit that before, yeah, before, okay, before I get off, make sure.
Go for
okay.
it.
Yeah, I purchased a certain product because it was gluten-free, okay? And it's made out of rice. And I guess you would call it a cereal. And all over the box it says gluten-free, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial flavors or colors, no GMOs, okay? It's in, they're proud endorsers of the Celiac Disease Foundation. Okay, so that's all, boy, that sounds right up my alley, you know? So I'm not one to just take thing at face value. So I read the whole thing, and on the last line on the thing, you know, and it tells all the vitamins it has and blah, 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 the percentage. But it says, contains bioengineered food ingredients.
Ouch.
See, that's a little worse than GMO, you know?
I would think so.
So yeah.
Dave, so it's just hard. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard finding stuff that you can actually eat, isn't it?
Well, and now, you know, you hear that they're spraying this probably exact thing that's in this cereal onto food products.
Sure.
You know.
It's a drying mechanism, yeah. Yeah, glyphosate is what they call it.
Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine. And actually, he's down in Florida, not that far away from where you are. And he said, well, I bought some, you know, and he bought the generic brand. I said, well, go look on your box and see if it's in there. I said, because I just took mine and threw them all away, you know. He goes, well, I'm not going to waste my money. And I said, look, if you had a box of poison and you paid for it, are you going to insist on eating it? You know what I mean? Some people, it's just like the money aspect of it. Okay, so I'll get on to the, you know, when you find someone, and I invented something, okay, and I basically passed it on to the chiropractors for free. I'm not practicing medicine, nothing like that.
Right, I get you.
Yeah. But you're seeing somebody that, you know, is voting the wrong way because they just can't see the light. You know what I mean? And they're really, you know, just acting whack because of the propaganda that they've been filled with. And it's more of, you know, the chiropractic end of it. It's more of a hydraulic and lubrication deal or whatever. And I've labeled it a CCE, which is a colon cranial extraction. Now, you apply the right pressure and you can pull somebody's head right out of their butt and it doesn't even hurt them.
That's a feel-good Friday joke, right?
Thanks, Dave. I'll see you later.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for your call. Wow. All right. Hey, humor is okay. It's all right. That's part of our dialogue. You know, we haven't had enough of that. Everybody's been locked down all this time, and we haven't had enough of the good humor man on there, and so we always appreciate it when the audience brings their own material. So, yeah, gotta love that. All right, so we're watching live stream feeds right now over one of the Chicago stations, and you can see there is a massive crowd that appears, mostly news media cameras, appearing to surround Kyle Rittenhouse and his defense team. A lot of this, obviously, they are trying to get a reaction out of Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, what do you think Mr. Rittenhouse is going to say? And his defense team is going to say the same thing. You know, this is what we do. This is how the law plays out. And so, you know, they did the right thing. But what we want to know is who's going to give the White House statement, Biden or Kamala? Because you know, President Biden is on the table all juiced up, having a tube stuck up where the sun never shines. And Kamala, Miss Gigglepuss, she's up there, you know, guffawing at every little thing, that every comment she makes. And so we're trying to figure out who's going to respond and take back what they said about Mr. Rittenhouse being a white supremacist. That's what I want to know. A jury has given the final word and dismissed all the charges, found him, acquitted him on everything. So apparently they found him, you know, innocent because of the fact he was defending himself. We are allowed to do that. And I would have thought that this was not a good thing if they were to have found him guilty on any of the counts. It would have had to gone to appeals. He would have been sitting in the hooskow waiting for his appeal. That could have taken, you know, at least a year. So you would have somebody in jail that should have been acquitted all along. And in this case, the jury saw fit to apply the law as instructed. And so, obviously, for those of you that have not been paying a whole lot of attention, this 18-year-old, 17 at the time it happened, in the summer of 2020, was in Kenosha trying to defend property. The police were not there. They pretty much... And I've got to, there are a lot of questions that I have to ask, like, where were the cops when all this was going down? So you got to wonder where they were and why Kyle Rittenhouse is out on the street with himself and another guy that are both armed trying to defend these hoodlums from burning down businesses. And he ends up getting into a tangle with three different people, two of whom he shot and killed, one of whom he wounded. And again, why did they even bring a case like this? If you got anything you want to say to chime in, if you're a Second Amendment person, this is a definite victory for you, because it just goes to show you that if you're going to defend yourself and your family, well, we now have a case that you can weigh in on where the jury has acquitted somebody because that's what the video showed. So 844-769-2944 is the number to call. This is going to be open phones as we talk about what's going on in the news. The big one now being that Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted on all counts, and we're bringing this to you live here on the Power Hour. We are actually watching streaming video as we talk about the case. So if you have anything that you want to chime in on, Kyle Rittenhouse has to be a happy man. I'm sorry about the people he shot. They came at him. One of them had a loaded gun. One was going to hit him with a skateboard. The other managed to get him with a foot. But unfortunately, the prosecution kept that person's identity from the Rittenhouse defense team. There's just a lot of little weird, quirky things that we can sit there and nitpick at, but the outcome was not guilty. So we're also just getting word here that the Tennessee governor is now inviting people, the nation's unvaccinated officers, to join its highway patrol because he's not going to make any of these officers take the jab. Apparently, because of what has happened, also we're hearing that the New York Times has been blocked from publishing Project Veritas documents, which were uncovered after the FBI, apparently, who has connections with the New York Times, goes and raids Project Veritas's officers' apartments and takes phones and starts downloading documents and contacts and handing them over to the media. What in Hades is going on here? When the FBI is allowed to come in here and do this, what are we to make of our justice system? Well, maybe it's just that we need a turn of events and we need to eliminate the current cabinet in the Biden administration, which that's not going to happen for a while, folks. So try not to let that stress your holidays out too much. Phone lines are still open, 844-769-2944. It's your turn to chime in. Let us know what you think about what happened with the Rittenhouse case. I personally feel that he should have been acquitted, and I'm glad that he was. Obviously, I am a constitutionalist. And so if you feel the same way, great. If you don't feel the same way, hey, guess what? Call us up. Tell us why and bring your data with you. Bring your facts with you because facts is what the jury ruled on this case about. The judge gave him instructions. The jury saw the evidence. Obviously, the media didn't care about the evidence. And so the media is now eating crow. But I guarantee you, the mainstream media will still point fingers. They'll still call him names. And, you know, most of the people that I have just recently got communication from think that what we need to do is Kyle Rittenhouse needs to get another civil defense team together and go sue the media and President Biden for defaming his character. This is not something, you know, what you saw what they did to William Jewell after the FBI and everybody pinned his ears back and made him look like the guilty party. Come to find out, Richard Jewell did not have anything to do with the bombing in the park in Atlanta. And so now, you know, Mr. Jewell just basically disappeared into the woodwork. You know, the damage has already been done. Well, Kyle Rittenhouse, this is a Second Amendment obvious right to claim that he was justified in defending his own life. So like I say, you may have a different perspective you want to weigh in on. This is your chance. 844-769-2944. At the same time this was going down, the House passed the Build Back Better plan, which would increase our federal deficit by at least $367 billion over 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. When you throw a giant-sized cantaloupe at somebody like this was, people don't have time to read it. And so the Senate now gets to take this up. Good luck with that. We still have senators that are just dead set against all of this. Be glad you don't live in Germany and Greece. Their governments have now rolled out new restrictions on people who have not been vaccinated. You knew this was going to happen, right? Other countries have done the same thing, and now Germany and Greece have jumped into the fray, backing these policies that differentiate by vaccination status and make the unvaccinated a whole different second class of citizenry. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that in places where hospitalization rates have exceeded a certain threshold, the country is only going to allow vaccinated people or people who have recovered from COVID-19 to access public, cultural, sports events, as well as restaurants. She said the move is needed to combat a very worrying fourth wave of the CCP virus pandemic, according to the Epoch Times, which is currently overburdening hospitals. She added the federal government is considering a vaccine mandate for care and hospital staff. Well, What do you think caused all these people to be admitted to the hospitals? They came down with COVID because they got vaccinated. Well, why would you want to get a vaccine? Again, I posit the question. For those of you with common sense, we had one of my show hosts that came up with this little thing. It's called a circular argument. Oh, you're going to love circular arguments. The one of the circular arguments he posited, which I found a lot of merit in since he's a retired lawyer, he says, look, I can't get it through my system. Here's these people offering me a jab, and I could take this jab, but I'm going to get COVID. But wait a minute. If I get COVID, according to these people, I'm not going to get it as bad. Well, why do I want to get COVID at all? So why do I want to take the jab? If I don't want to get COVID, but the jab's got COVID in it, then why do I want to take the jab? And the circular argument just goes on and on and on. If you find yourself in a circular argument, it means that there's not enough. You obviously have not bought into all of the mainstream narrative. I do have a Clotted Titles blog post. If you type in on Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever search engine you're using, Clotted Titles blog, it's free to sign up. I post occasional articles on there. One of them is that's currently on there. If you have trust issues, and trust issues is in quotes, you're not alone, because there's a lot of other Americans that are suffering from the same maladies as you are. Because if you think that everything is on the up and up with our American government, well, it isn't. And all you have to do is look around you and see what's going on. You have to see what's going on. It's perfectly obvious. You see a border out of control. You see Antifa and people, you know, Black Lives Matter. The narrative has been overplayed. You have all these mainstream media talk show hosts that are condemning every little thing. And Kyle Rittenhouse did not shoot any black person. He shot a bunch of people that had criminal records, and they were in Kenosha, Wisconsin, setting fire to buildings. I'm surprised that, you know, 200 or 300 people with AR-15s just didn't all show up to help Mr. Rittenhouse and just open fire on the crowd and run. Why you had to turn yourself into the police? Well, I think I just had a armed confrontation and I shot somebody. You know, a lot of these people, I think, would just as soon, if you pay attention to history, talk about what happened in the Civil War or the Revolutionary War, for that matter. Let's go back that far. What did the Patriots do? Well, the Patriots, after they realized that, hey, standing out on Lexington Green is just going to get you killed. Here, let's do this. Well, the British soldiers marched down the path 2x2. Let's all hide behind rocks and trees, open fire, and then run and reload and wait for them to keep marching, because these guys are so regimented. Well, it's like, look, when you study history and you understand, look, if people are burning down buildings and there is a law that says you can't burn down buildings, that's called arson, and you have one part of government that is illogically saying it's okay to burn down buildings, they're just protesting, it's like, okay, this country really has gone nuts. Somebody in this country, the narrative is all wrong, and we all of a sudden now have lost respect for what is going on. Where is that sensible rationale that's happening? And you got all the mainstream media out in front of the Kenosha County Courthouse right now, tripping all over themselves, vomiting and holding a microphone up to all of these what look like BLM protesters who are all sitting there threatening the riot act, holding up signs saying Rittenhouse is guilty as hell. Well, you know, it's a little late, because first off, the guy holding that sign, which is on live stream right now, was not on the jury. He was not picked to be a juror. You see, this is why when we have people of our peers sitting on a jury, the jury is given the facts and the law and instructed as to how to rule. And the people outside the courthouse are out there based on emotion, not fact. It's based on fiction, based on emotion, based on what they're told and spoon-fed by all of these people that have ill intention to destroy America. That's the way I see this in my book. How do you see it in yours? We still have a few minutes left over here on the Power Hour. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Let us know what you're thinking. I know you're probably watching all this on TV right now. Now that we've announced this, you've all switched over and you're listening to us on the radio and you're listening to mainstream media reporting on all of this. Well, what did you expect? Did you have a premonition that he was going to get acquitted on all counts? We did. Everybody in my camp over here really felt, as a Second Amendment based group, that he did what he had to do. Because what would they have done if they would have killed Kyle Rittenhouse? What would have happened if Rosenbaum killed Kyle Rittenhouse? And then Huber killed Kyle Rittenhouse? Or Grossgates, or whatever his name is, killed Rittenhouse? These are self-proclaimed anarchists. Grosskreutz, he claimed himself as a communist. What are they doing in Kenosha, Wisconsin in the first place, especially if they have a criminal record? Why are they out setting fire to buildings? This is my question. Why are these people there? Somebody obviously pushed their hot button, and they decided that they were going to go out and burn down buildings. And that's okay, right? Oh, they're just protesting. It's okay. Mainstream media just excuses it. You see, this is what's wrong, is our mainstream media is contributing to the problem. And so why are we still supporting advertisers that advertise on mainstream media? Why are we doing that? We should be boycotting them, I would think. If you don't like what you see, that sends a message, because all of a sudden you start calling their advertisers and saying, hey, why are you still advertising on this loser channel? If people are going to buy into this garbage and the narrative, you know, the media thinks that they are holding us hostage here. Folks, it's a pretty sad state of affairs when people go and they believe everything they see on mainstream media and they don't do their homework and they don't have common sense. And then they go to work at places like Bank of America, which has now initiated a pilot program separating the vaccinated from the unvaccinated as to their employees. Wow. That's right. According to Epoch Times, a source who works with Bank of America has disclosed that starting on the 18th of November, that was yesterday, they're going to start separating the vaccinated from the unvaccinated at their administration building in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, bully for them over there on Riverside Avenue. Yes, we know about that. Riverside Drive. We know where you are. We've studied a lot of this because that's one of their document mills where they a lot of those things showed up in my audit of the Osceola County forensic examination when we started seeing all these phony documents from Bank of America that we asserted were phony. And now what they're doing is they want to segregate. Amazing how that works. Talk about a dark shadow on our potential future society, according to the source that told the Epoch Times. This was initiated as a way to bring employees back to the office after a period of working remotely. Well, if you were a Bank of America employee, would you stay at home and continue to work at home so you didn't have to feel like a second-class citizen? See, when you got the mainstream media out there promoting the Delta variant, I'm just waiting for the Zulu variant to come out so everybody can, you know, sharpen their spears and put war paint on and go dance around the campfire, sing Wohilo. Little kumbaya, maybe we'll all feel better. You know, a lot of this stuff is bullpucky, folks. It's just the way it is. You listen to mainstream media, it's just going to get you in trouble. You have to wonder about this vaccine mandate and who all these woke people are and woke organizations that are still insisting, believe it or not, this is the thing. Even though a federal court has said no to this, well, you still have the Biden administration now going around telling everybody, just roll with it. This is what the little redhead that stands up there, Psaki, stands up there, again, exhorting businesses with 100 or more workers, just go ahead and move forward with and implement the federal government's rule, even though the courts have said no. It's okay. Just go. We'll let you just keep doing that. It's okay. That remains her message. Nothing has changed. Really? Apparently, they don't like what the justice system has to say about it. They don't like the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict None of the mainstream media does. They wanted him to rot in hell. They wanted him to burn. They wanted him to go to prison where the inmates over there would deal with him. You know, they would be happy if they could just string him up in the square. This is what these people are thinking. This is how emotionally driven they are. And who's driving it? The mainstream media. These people would not have a pot to piss in, and none of them do, because if they're out here protesting, they're not working. Got it? They should all be at work, being productive citizens, not standing around, you know, voicing their opinions and screaming to where the jury can hear them inside. This is just inapropos, and I'm glad, frankly, the jury did what it did. But now you get the Biden administration out there basically telling you to ignore a judge's court order and, hey, let's just keep juicing people. The more people who get the jab, the less people we're going to have around. Wow. Well, we'll see what happens in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the next couple of days. But just keep in mind, outlets like Technocracy News, yes, we've had them on the show. Well, FBI SWAT's mom who protested Colorado school board terrorizing her family. That's right. The Great Reset technocrats want to crush dissent. So this is an attack on a Colorado family. It's an FBI SWAT team raided the home of an activist mother of three in Colorado on Tuesday, knocking down the door, bursting in the house, handcuffing her while she was homeschooling her kids. This is the first known case of the federal government making good on its promise to not only intimidate but actually carry out a raid on a mom who was involved in her local school board and their politics. You gotta love it, folks. This is what you have to prepare for. It's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back on Monday. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, for participating, if you did, to stay safe over the weekend so that you can join us on Monday. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.